this podcast is for you, the modern man. I'm Dr. Anne Truong, your host. I'm an intimate health medical doctor and best-selling author of the book, Erectile Dysfunction Fix. I'll do a deep dive into sexual health and performance and how it affects men of all ages and backgrounds. So let's get started and be sure to visit my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com for more information and resources from the show. See you on the inside. Hello there, modern man. I'm Dr. Anne Truong. I'm a sexual health specialist that's treated over 7,000 men with ED. In today's episode, we're going to talk about what are the natural ways to get harder erection. And I'm just going to go dive into it so that way you have some actionable item and stay tuned all the way to the end so that way you can be surprised at what number 9 and number 10. Okay, so you ready? Have a pen and pencil. Here we go. There are a variety of evidence-based lifestyle and dietary changes that can help men achieve a harder erection without medication. Now, these approaches focuses on optimizing blood flow, hormones, psychological well-being, and also communication. Number one, exercise regularly. I know I sound like blah, 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 blah. You keep hearing the doctor say this over and over and over again. But I can't stress to you how important this is because studies have shown that regular exercise beat Viagra, beat Cialis, beat any medication that you can take and even supplement that you can take. Now, what's exercise? It could be a brisk walk or fast walk or even swimming or even stationary bike or even biking outside. What this does is it increases your heart rate. When it increases your heart rate, your blood vessels start becoming more flexible and therefore you have more blood flow down there. Studies have shown that just 30 minutes of walking a day is associated with significant reduction in erectile dysfunction risk. Now, you should aim for a total of 150 minutes a week. That work out to be probably 30 minutes every other day or four times a week. Number two, eat a nutritious, balanced diet. And I sound like blah, 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 blah again. But I can't stress this enough. Again, studies have shown that diet, a well-balanced diet with less processed food works better than Cialis and Viagra. And diets such as rich in fruits, eating more vegetables and multi-grain and lean meat such as chicken and fish and nuts all contribute to increasing nitric oxide production, increasing better blood vessels, and therefore better for erection. Food that are high in antioxidants like berries, dark chocolate, and nuts are great for increasing blood flow. Number three, maintaining a healthy weight. Now, what do I mean by healthy weight? Healthy weight is that you avoid to have that abdominal fat because when you have that abdominal fat, that is linked to heart disease as well as reducing testosterone because in that fat, it will make more estrogen and usurping your testosterone and therefore it will impair your erection. So what is a healthy weight? I'm going to give you this formula. So type this formula out. So healthy weight is calculated by body mass index. The body mass index is a calculation based on height and weight. It doesn't account for muscles or fat, but you should shoot for a BMI between 18.5 to 25. And so you can use the BMI formula as pounds, your weight in pounds, times 703 divided by your height in inches, okay? Height in inches square, not times, but square. Again, BMI formula is weight in pounds times 703 divided by your height square. So that will kind of give you the range whether you're between 18.5 to 25, you will consider overweight. If your BMI is between 25 to 30, and then 30 and above is obese because weight is considered a risk factor for heart disease. Now, how do you distinguish between muscle and fat? That's when I recommend getting biometric scale. Checking the link below here in the description to go to my Amazon store for the scale that I recommend. And when you step on it, it will measure your percent body fat and your percent muscle mass. And so those of you that have more muscle mass, then you may be weighing a little bit more, but you're not necessarily obese. So just kind of keep that in mind. But my rule of thumb is that your waist, you should keep that probably between at least under 38 inches at this point. But when you start to sit down and you have a tire that sticks out and you can grab like the width of your hand, that's probably not good either. So I'm really a practical person. You may not need a BMI. I'm more like, okay, just give me the lowdown on it. So I just give you the lowdown on it now at this point. And you know if you are overweight. So that's for the weight. Number four is limiting alcohol and avoiding smoking. How much is too much alcohol? Probably no more than 3 drinks a week. Probably say your power should be around 14 drinks a week at this time. And just no smoking, period. There is no midway for smoking at this time because alcohol and smoking affect blood vessels and penis tissue reducing. It will reduce your blood flow. So keep that in mind. The number 5 is managing stress, such as performance anxiety and depression are common contributors to ED. So if you exercise, it will help deal with stress. Doing just simple things such as meditation. There is a free app called Calm that you can download on your phone and breathing exercises with it. It goes a long way. And nothing is better than having a communication with your partner and spend time with your family. Okay, modern men, you are not alone and you don't have to suffer anymore. ED can feel isolating, frustrating, and even defeating. The endless guessing, the quiet shame, the weight of not feeling like yourself. It's exhausting, but here's the truth. You are not broken, you are not alone, and you don't have to figure this out alone anymore. The Get Wood Now Boost program is your step-by-step path to sexual confidence and restoration. No more suffering in silence, no more trial and error, just real solution, real result, and the confidence you deserve. Time to take back your power on your term. Let's get this journey started together. Check out the course at getwoodnow.com. I'll see you there. Now, number 6, it's getting good sleep. Refer to my episode that I talked earlier about how important sleep is for your erection, because when you're in sleep, you have REM. Sleep, REM, is when your testosterone is being made and also is when you have morning wood. And so if you have less REM sleep, then you can have less testosterone and more at risk for ED. You want to aim for about 7 to 8 hours of sleep per night at this point. And the number 7, to optimize and monitor your testosterone level. Low testosterone can contribute to weaker erection. So if you have low energy, decreased sex drive, and mood changes, consider getting your testosterone level checked. Your blood work is easily done. You can get this done with your primary care doctor. Make sure you get total testosterone, free testosterone, and SHBG level to really measure your true testosterone level, okay? Number 8 is strengthen your pelvic muscle. You know I'm a big advocate of pelvic muscles. So strengthen those little muscles that are between your scrotum and your rectum. And these muscles actually help with erection, orgasm, and also ejaculation. And they're small, but they're mighty muscles. So how do you activate these muscles? Those are the same muscles that actually start and stop your urine stream. So you just lie down, put your hand down there, and you can feel the contraction. Like you can feel it would start your urine stream and stop your urine stream. You want to hold it for optimally for about 4 seconds and then release. You want to do about a set of 10 twice a day. It takes practice because 99.9% of all of you guys have very weak pelvic muscles. You'll be having a hard time holding it for 4 seconds. It will get better as you practice. Number 9, you'll be surprised to hear this, but yes, caffeine in moderation, because caffeine improves blood flow and relax penile muscle, potentially enhancing erection. So coffee and tea are good sources, but avoid excessive intake. What is excessive? Excessive is probably more than about 21 ounces a day or 3 cups of coffee a day. And just be really careful how much sugar and cream you add in your coffee. Try to drink black coffee if you can, so that way you don't have the added fat from the cream and the sugars. Coffee, black tea are the best because it has the highest antioxidant. And tea, you can probably have 3 cups of tea a day at this point. And number 10, of course, is penis pumping. When you use penis pump, exercises your penis, it brings in oxygen, help with muscle flexibility, as well as stretching the penis muscle in order for it to not have any type of atrophy or shrinkage. And it also kind of get your penis ready for what it needs to do. So I call it taking the penis to the gym with the penis pump. Something as easy as a pump can really do magic down there for you. And I want to take the penis pump from dirty taboo to using it as a medical device. In fact, it is an FDA approved medical device to help with ED, but instead of calling a penis pump, it's called vacuum erection device, VED. So I hope you find this useful. It's the 10 natural things that you can do to get harder erection right now. They're probably not going to cost you a lot of money, that actually work, that is straightforward and simple to do, and something that you can do right now. So I hope you find this useful. It will mean the world to me if you subscribe and get notifications and share this with someone that you feel may benefit from this information. And let me know what your thoughts are and what are you doing right now? What do you need help with? So just know, you do not have to suffer in silence, and that you are not alone. 50% of men over 50 have ED, and there are alternatives to ED besides surgery and pill. That's why I created the Modern Man Club. It's a safe and discreet space where I coach you to get out of ED towards sexual confidence and sexual function again. So check it out at noedman.com. And also, if you want to work with me directly to get sexual functioning quickly, then go to sexualperformancesecrets.com. Check the link down below and just know they're all alternative and that we are here to help you. I'm much appreciative for you to listen to this episode, and I will see you in the next episode, Modern Man. Okay, Modern Man, you are not alone and you don't have to suffer anymore. ED can feel isolating, frustrating, and even defeating. The endless guessing, the quiet shame, the weight of not feeling like yourself. It's exhausting, but here's the truth. You are not broken, you are not alone, and you don't have to figure this out alone anymore. The Get Wood Now Boost Program is your step-by-step path to sexual confidence and restoration. No more suffering in silence, no more trial and error, just real solution, real result, and the confidence you deserve. It's time to take back your power on your terms. Let's get this journey started together. Check out the course at getwoodnow.com. I'll see you there.
Thanks for listening to the Sexual Health for Men podcast. If you love this episode, then please take a screenshot on your phone and post it on Facebook, Instagram, or wherever you post. And be sure to tag me and let me know why you like this episode and what you like to hear in the future. That will help me know what's great for you, and I would love to give you the most incredible free gift designed to help you improve performance quickly. Go to my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com to get the book, The 5 Common Costly Mistakes Men Make When Facing ED. I would appreciate it if you subscribe, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and just know that you can have sexual vitality for life. I appreciate you. Until next time.